On the line at the moment now, I have Russell James, and we're going to talk about Irish heritage. Hello, good morning to you, Russell.
Hi there, good morning.
Okay, speaking to you from London, what's it like over there? Is it windy over there as well?
Yeah, windy and rainy. I don't think it's going to be a particularly nice weekend, is it?
Okay. I mean, I have an idea in my head immediately when I mentioned that you're in London, that people are getting ready to turn off the radio because they think we're going to talk about Brexit.
No, actually, I promise I won't.
No, okay, we're going to talk about Irish heritage. Now, this comes across to an extent as well, I suppose, from the programme, Who Do You Think You Are? People being interested in where they come from and the whole background. Is it increasing in the research that's been had?
Yeah, it is. And we've obviously, for a long time, we've had records at Ancestry that people can log in and search. And in more recent years, we've introduced the DNA test, which is fantastic in a couple of ways. One, it lets you go back further and discover your family's stories going back 1,000, 2,000 years. But also, it sort of fills in the gaps where the records can't tell you everything. And that's... so. What we've been looking at this week is, like you say, Irish heritage, and looking at our DNA database, and we found that 1 in 10 people all across the world in our database have links to Ireland within the past 300 years, which, you know, like I think, you know, anybody who's familiar with Irish history knows that Irish people have spread around the world, but still the scale of that was quite staggering to us.
Can I just ask you, Russell, to explain to me about that? Now, as far as I know, as a Neanderthal, with DNA, you need samples from both sides. In other words, if you were to take a sample from me, what do you compare it with? How can you go back far when you wouldn't have something from, say, 100 years ago?
I'll try not to get too bogged down in the science. Okay. But basically, how it works is, like you say, so basically, we're comparing your DNA sample to other people's DNA sample. But so we're able to, first of all, as you've kind of correctly said, pinpoint who you're related to within the database and how closely. But also, what we've got is representative samples from all over the world. So we've got a view of what Irish DNA looks like, or what Swedish DNA looks like, or what British DNA looks like. So when you take a test, we can say that your DNA, say, 90% matches, or 20% matches, or whatever it is, our view of Irish DNA. So that's where we're able to sort of say where in the world you come from.
Okay.
And then the fantastic thing that's new, that helps us get really precise, is actually combining the records with that DNA science. So we're able to say, within the past, as I say, 300 years, we can see that you share DNA with a group of people using our trees. What do these people have in common? Right, they're all from particular parts of Ireland. So not only are we able to say you're, whatever, 60, 70% Irish, we can pinpoint your family history right down, in some cases, to the town, even the parish level. I mean,
wow.
So I was looking at Roscommon this morning. We actually have 7 different sub-regions, 7 different communities of people whose DNA we can actually tell the difference between, just within Roscommon, which is incredible when you think about it.
I have to say, with tongue in cheek, I remember someone saying to me when these programs were started that they thought maybe Ireland was the Garden of Eden, the way we've sort of immersed ourselves all over the world, that Adam and Eve started here and just spread the good word all over the world. But the amazing thing for me, since you're talking to me from London as well, Russell, is that the stats that show, like, 1 million, for instance, approximately in America, Canada maybe 40,000, Britain maybe 100,000. I actually would have thought, obviously wrongly, that Britain would have held the most Irish immigrants.
Yeah,
it's
partly to do with the size of the countries, of course. There were huge numbers of Irish migrants to America through what, the 1800s, 1900s in particular. It's partly to do with the scales of the populations as well. And the fact is, Irish DNA has spread all over the world. And the great thing about that for anybody in Ireland who takes the DNA test is not only do you get this, as I say, this fantastic sort of granularity of where, you also get the great chance of actually finding cousins in America, Australia, like you say, Great Britain, or anywhere else all over the world.
And you never know where you might get some what would you say, royal heritage, as Danny Dyer has found it out over the years as well.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, so that's where, you know, where the DNA test really fits in at Ancestry, is using it alongside the records, because that's, you know, at the end of the day, it does come down to, you know, tracing your connections, not just in the modern day, but going back and discovering your family story. And that's where the DNA sort of science part of it has really added to and brought on what we're able to discover from the records.
Okay. And, of course, this is going to be a complete compilation from all the records as well. And I suppose the diaspora all over the world is quite appropriate coming up to Patrick's Day on Sunday.
It is. So we're actually offering 25% off the Ancestry DNA kits for St. Patrick's Day. It's just with the theme of St. Patrick's Day being storytelling and Ancestry being so much about discovering your stories, going right back through history, it's a fantastic match, like you say.
Okay. And is it a self-imposed sort of test that you do? You're talking about kits there. You do it yourself and then you send the information. So where? What happens?
That's right. So
give me the flow of the way things go.
Yeah, so it's Ancestry DNA. You can actually go ancestry.ie is probably the easiest way into it. And then literally you just buy the kit online. It gets sent to you within a couple of days. Very, very easy. Spit in a tube, seal it up, send it back, and you get an email with your results. Which, like I say, is where in the world you're from, specifically where in Ireland you're from these 92 sub-regions.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully a load of new cousins all over the world as well to help you explore your family tree.
Okay, and it's as simple as that. What's the duration of the process? Would you be waiting a week, a month, or...?
It can take up to about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people find it's quicker than that, but we tend to say 6 to 8 weeks to be on the safe side.
Okay, as simple as that. That's terrific. Anyway, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, Russell. Thank you very, very much indeed.
You too, thank
and,
you.
And give us the details again if people are interested.
Yeah, so it's ancestry.ie, as I say, and go on there. Either you can search through the records or order your DNA test.
Okay, thank you very much, Russell.
Cheers. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Russell James talking to us from London about that. And Ancestry, I can't even say it, .ie.